Section 3. You will hear a female and a male student talking to a female tutor about a self-evaluation form. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Now, Mark and Anna, I have to say that I thoroughly enjoyed your joint presentation on the application of robotics in a non-industrial setting to the group on the 2nd of December, and it is clear that you have both devoted quite a lot of time and effort to it. Have you had a chance to fill in the self-evaluation form for the session?
Yeah, we have.
So, Mark, what do you think, overall?
Well, generally, I felt the presentation worked very well. In fact, we seemed to hold the attention of the others throughout. And the pace of delivery was fairly even, as were the range of activities we organised.
I agree with Mark, but I'm not sure we were comprehensive or academic enough.
No comment, really, except that I don't think there was any question of it not being thorough.
I think we were a bit too chatty and too jokey at times, rather than formal.
Okay, what do you think were the best areas, and which do you think can be improved on?
Well, everything could have been improved on. I felt very good about the handouts. We'd spent a lot of time putting them together. They had a very professional appearance as we bound them into a booklet.
To me, the handouts were the best part, as we had a very extensive bibliography, and the booklet seemed to go down well.
The booklet you did for the handouts certainly showed you had done a lot of work. But I think that you put too much material into it, and people got distracted by it. Perhaps you could have cut the handouts by about a third.
I see. When I come to think about it, maybe you're right.
Okay.
But there were times in the middle of the presentation where things did go a bit astray. I think that was my fault when I got the PowerPoint slides out of sequence and I had difficulty getting back on track.
I also think we rated our technical ability too highly, especially when operating under pressure. I had never done a presentation with technical equipment before, so it was a steep learning curve for me in particular.
Yes, I think you could have done with a bit more practice with the equipment beforehand.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 27 to 30.
What about the next item on the feedback form? The aims and objectives?
I think they were very focused and we followed them through well, I think. We wanted to show how Europe was lagging behind other areas of the world.
Yeah, I think they were clearly set out.
Yes, agreed. No comment there.
The diagrams and charts were appropriate.
Yes, I have put that too.
They did work well in helping to illustrate and break up the presentation by cutting down on the number of words and text on the screen. What about delivery?
Well, I think our performance was average.
It was difficult to coordinate speaking and presenting the material at the same time. I was quite self-conscious of what I was doing. It was down to a lack of experience.
Unfortunately, both of you had the habit of standing in front of the projector, so you kept blocking the image on the screen. To me, this is the area that requires the most improvement.
The section on the predictions of the commercial application in the future, I think, appeared a bit haphazard. To me, it was a weak point of the presentation. And I think that some of the slides could have had fewer words.
And we could have done some fancy graphics with the words.
If you had to give yourselves a mark overall, How much would you give out of 10?
6, maybe? I'd be happy with that. Though bits were probably nearer a 7. So I'd say a 6. Anna, what do you think?
I think for me it's perhaps a 7.
Okay. Did you find the task and the evaluation useful?
I think...
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.